Greg Bedard is on the line, and let's welcome him in. Greg Bedard of the Boston Sports Journal. Hi, Greg.
Hey, guys.
All right, give us your review. Game one, Josh Gordon, what'd you make of it?
It was good. I mean, it was about what I expected. You know, I think he played a dozen plays, got involved, caught a couple passes, blocked downfield nicely on James White's 22-yard touchdown run. You know, it was, for starters, I mean, I think it was really good, and I think it's a good building block for them. I think you can tell sort of the way they handled him. I think he got three questions in the post-game press conference, and sort of the way the Patriots reacted to him on the sidelines. You saw a lot of cheering for him, you know, pats on the butt, handshakes, stuff like that after he made successful plays. You know, I think they, you know, they realized that this is, you know, he's an important guy to this team if they can get working right, but they also know that it's, you know, it's going to take an effort to make this work.
So I'll ask you, Greg, what I asked Beadle earlier. So, you know, Gordon has a couple of targets today, makes a couple of catches, and when Edelman returns on Thursday and going forward, do you think guys like Gordon, Patterson, Philip Dorsett, they're going to be a bigger factor in the passing game than Chris Hogan, who was targeted just once and it was garbage time and he was wide open today?
Yeah, I'm not sure what the deal is with Hogan. His start to the season, I mean, he did have the two sort of garbage time touchdowns against the Jaguars, but you know, I would say it's been disappointing. I think that, you know, I always look at this team when it comes to personnel when you're talking about their offense. Okay, what are they going to look like in 11 personnel, which is, you know, one back, one tight end, three receivers? Because that's normally their almost base offense. And so, you know, I think the best case scenario you're looking at is, I think it's Gordon at the X. I don't think it'll be this Thursday, but maybe after the Thursday night game. You know, Edelman in the slot, and then I think it's got to be Hogan. I think Brady has more trust of him, and then you get Dorsett as sort of like the fourth wide receiver if they need to go there at times. And you know, actually, I mean, now thinking of it, with Gronk's injury status sort of up in the air, you know, it might be all hands on deck come Thursday night.
Talking with Greg Bedard of the Boston Sports Journal. Greg, I thought one of the more important things today that the Patriots did right out of the gate was they were much better controlling the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball. Did you see the same?
Yeah, absolutely. And I talked to some of the guys in the locker room about that, you know, specifically Malcolm Brown on his way out. Got to talk to him a little bit. And, you know, him and, you know, guys like Danny Shelton, they basically, you know, admitted that they needed to play better, and that they haven't to this point. And I think one of the early good – there were two really good early signs for this defense, and I think they both came on the Dolphins' first possession was when, you know, Malcolm Brown was able to get off a block, take down the guy for like a one-yard gain, the running back, and he drew a holding call. And then I think it might have been on third down, Dante Hightower gets off a block and makes a play for no gain. I mean, those are the types of plays that they haven't been making to this point. They haven't been able to defeat blocks and be physical on the line of scrimmage. And, you know, on the other side of the ball, I think the offensive line, I think when all the reviews are in and people do their advanced analytics, I think we're going to look at the running backs, you know, their yards to contact when they first got contact, I think, was pretty far down the field. And that's indicative of an offensive line having a really good game. And it was there for them in this game. I mean, if, you know, the Dolphins are weak at defensive tackle. They had to play Cameron Wake and Robert Quinn, who, you know, great pass rushers, not exactly the greatest run defenders. And then the Dolphins linebackers have been a dumpster fire for years. You know, you put all those things together, and if the Patriots could just execute up front, they were going to be successful, and that's what you saw today.
So go back to Gronk, if you would. Do you have any update on his ankle injury? Because the way you were talking there, it sounds like you might not expect him to play on Thursday night.
Well, I mean, you know, I was watching him earlier in the game. I mean, there was a play, I think, there was a play over the middle in the second quarter where I was surprised that he didn't wake up, get up a little bit more gingerly, because it looked kind of iffy in the middle of the field. And then I saw him, he was getting treatment between series at one point. Then he came out, he caught that ball, and he got up limping and then went off the field, and we didn't really see him again after that. He was not in the locker room after the game. I don't have any update, but I have a feeling this is one of these, you know, the Patriots are going to lock down on it. But I would be, with a short week and how important he is and that he's been dealing with this ankle thing for now a couple weeks, I think it's a real stress for him to play on Thursday night. And I would rather just sit him and let him get the long rest, almost like another bye week. And I'm just fine if Gronk is on that program.
Talking with Greg Bedard of the Boston Sports Journal. Also looks like on the other side, coming up on Thursday, T.Y. Hilton probably not going to play. He suffered a hamstring injury today in a game against Houston. And Frank Reich saying after the game that he probably is not going to play on Thursday night against the Patriots. So
yeah.
That may help. Go ahead, Greg.
I was just going to say, I mean, that's huge. But also, I mean, there's no better situation than being the home team on Thursday night, basically only needing to play three quarters in your Sunday game, and then watching your opponent have to play a full overtime before coming down here. I mean, you know, it doesn't get much better than for the Patriots. And then you add T.Y. Hilton on top of it, who is by far their best receiver. You know, it's all coming up roses for the Patriots right now.
Yeah, and that'll, of course, continue to help the secondary maybe build off of how they played today.
Yeah, I did want to touch on that. Like, you know, I talked to a couple guys in the locker room, and you noticed this during the game. I mean, you got to give the secondary a lot of credit in this game. The Dolphins have a lot of team speed. You know, I'm going to have to watch the L-22 to figure out what exactly they were doing route-wise, but suffice it to say, the Patriots were covering the crap out of the Dolphins in this game. And like, and if you take away Ryan Tannehill's first read, he has a really tough time. And then, you know, they were also getting pressure up front. So, you know, you got to give. I thought the secondary was much more on point in this game. Tannehill was late with some throws also, and he had his usual Tannehill issues. But, you know, give the credit to the Patriots secondary for cleaning things up a lot.
All right, Greg, appreciate the time. We'll be looking for your coverage on the Boston Sports Journal coming up today, this week, and also later this week on the radio.
Sounds good. Thanks.